All right, perfect, perfect, perfect. Well, I guess we should probably raise our glasses to the first. It took us 17 episodes to do a live one.
Uh-huh.
So we'll raise our glasses to our generous hosts.
Yes.
To a good weekend and to our first Next Spin Life. All right.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Cheers.
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 Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers. Y'all can't see Tony, but that was his cup behind.
Blink.
What? Shout out to everyone that's live right now.
What up? What up? What up? What up? What up?
I'm sending it to people so they can watch it.
So we can get this going. All right. So we are going to officially get started on the recording of episode 17 of the Next Spin podcast, starting now. Spin heads, welcome back to another episode of the Next Spin podcast. This is episode 17. And to any new listeners joining us for the first time, welcome to the Next Spin family, the best place to hear monthly conversations about different music genres, record collecting, and personal stories from music lovers. My name is Botter, and on behalf of the crew here with me, I'm excited to bring you another great episode. I am joined by the usual suspects today. On mic number two, an out-of-camera view, bars right there. That was that kind of those bars where they didn't even realize that.
It's Botter's ready, son. I like that.
On mic number two is the tallest and most bashful member of our collective. It's Mr. Tony Too Tall Snail Allergic on the mic.
Let's go. Let's go.
Hi, y'all.
Oh, okay. Picking up for Freddie, I see.
Mm. Here we go.
Okay,
all
right.
On mic number three is the Don Dada himself. Mr. Adrian Ross is also here.
Proper salute to everyone.
So, Adrian.
Thank you.
The host.
Thank you.
The Rosses were graceful enough to host us today.
Yes.
Thank you.
We're in their home today. If you're tuning in on the Instagram Live, you get to see their lovely home, this beautiful plant right behind me.
Yes, that's maintained by Miss Bina.
Exactly. All right, and then on mic number, what is that, two, three? On mic number four, right, last but not least to form today's panel, is the queen of the party wherever she goes. So it only makes sense that when people see her, they scream, Viva La Fiesta! All right, let's give a congratulatory round of applause to the first lady of Next Spin, Miss Yaya Love. Damn, why y'all clap so loud for her? Dang, what about us?
Thank
local
you.
Celebrity.
My girls just support me.
We
got to
know
girls.
Our place.
Speaking of which, I want to go ahead and shout out our in-home studio audience. We got Sabina, we got Adrian, we got Kelly, you know, supporting us in the back.
Thank you very
AKA
much.
Our video production team. We got the video production team. And as you can tell, we're down one member of the Next Spin crew. We're missing Freddie Quiet Storm Douglas. So how's everyone feeling today?
Good.
How y'all feeling?
Nice.
Weather's nice. I mean, lovely home as ever when we're in the Rosses.
Thank you.
Yaya, you just had a successful major, I think that is French for major.
Thank you.
Major successful event with Viva La Fiesta. How are you feeling?
I feel great. I'm still riding the wave, the high on it, and the amazing positive feedback and all the sponsors that want to come back next year. And just getting messages, not just from my Hispanic community, but from my Anglo community, and talking about how much they had fun and they can't wait for next year. It's just the reason why I do this.
Yo, big shout out to the Anglo community, all right?
Yeah. Yo, look at that.
First time I've heard that, the Anglo community.
I'm proud of myself.
Good stuff. No, that was a beautiful event. You had the city come out. It was a good time. Your events keep getting better and better every year.
And we need more of it, to be honest with you. Thank you for doing that.
I know. And everyone says, like, why do you do that once a year? Because it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, it's me, myself, and I do have a small little team, Kaliana and Mariluz, who helped me. But for the most part, like, it's my baby. So, of course, I'm going to take on the heavier part of it. But, you know, it's not the only thing I do. I have clients and I help, you know, program other events throughout the year. And
I wish I had a money sound effect on here. That's all I heard was like, I'm just busy making money.
I'm not going to lie. Your girl's financially blessed right now.
There we go. There we go.
Wait, but blessed because of the hard work.
That's the point. People are like, I'm like, listen, we got 24 hours in the day. Like, it's up to you to make the most out of it. You know, you just got to do time management.
You heard that 1%er talk right there. Come on.
Honestly, if it's one thing that I could tell people is when you start your own business, like, don't be afraid to go out there and ask for that money and know your value off the bat. No, honey, I ain't cheap. In other words, people.
Yaya's going to start up her own spinoff podcast here soon, y'all. Yeah, y'all can get all the business tips there. Tony, anything new from you? How are you feeling today?
I'm doing good.
No need to be bashful and shy, all right? You know, you filling in for Freddie. He's one of our big, you know,
people, talkers.
Yeah.
Bar has like, wait, hold on. Where am I going with this?
You know, the bar is very set high when, you know, when Freddie's usually here. All right. And Adrian, I'm going to go to you one time. How are you feeling today before we get things started?
Man, I'm feeling amazing. I got my friends in my house, man. And I'm having a good time. Eating good food, like, listening to good music. Come on.
There we go. All right. Before we really get things going for this episode, let me start by knocking the dust off the wax, address our listeners with some house cleaning items. All right. These are very quick, very fast. If you haven't listened to our previous episode centered on our favorite records from the 80s that was inspired by the music taste of our parents, we talked a lot about our parents and the music they love on the last episode. And of course, we had the help of returning guest, Mr. Matt Shaw. Great episode, if I do say so myself. Give that a listen when you're done with this one, okay? And last but not least, please make sure that you're following the podcast on Instagram at NextSpin. That's with two X's. You can see pictures and videos from this meetup, as well as content related to our personal record collection. All right, we check in once a month at least. So, you know, one day out of the month, we are hyperactive on the Instagram. And I think we're going to start doing more going live on Instagram when we record the podcast. So,
yes,
you can check out the video. You can see our lovely faces, all right? Well, with that being said, today's theme, all right, we did something a little different with today's theme, and I won't steal Adrian's thunder because he was our host today, but we took a departure from our normal genre-specific highlight and spotlighting specific genres with more of a prompt. We've done prompts before on the show, but I thought this one was rather unique. Adrian, I'll pass it to you since you are our gracious host. What was today's, this month's theme, and what was the inspiration behind it?
So, no, appreciate that, B. No, the theme to this today was basically choose your own adventure, set a mood, set a theme, however you want to call it. And basically, the idea, the motivation behind it was like, you know, you've got, you know, we've all come to music with our own, you know, unique background, and this theme kind of let you kind of rock with it and talk through how you would set your own adventure, your own playlist or whatever. And what's really interesting about this is that you can go back to when you were burning CDs and how you created your own playlist and the ways that you did that stuff still plays, you know, with you today. So that was the motivation.
Well said. So essentially, choose your own theme.
Yeah.
What was the hype? So us all kind of being, especially like, you know, me and you, Adrian, have talked about one day, you know, stepping into our goal of maybe learning how to DJ and making mixes and all that.
Yeah.
So I thought this theme was kind of symbolic of that dream right there.
For sure.
I think it's safe to say we are all from the generation of mixed CDs, compilation CDs, burning CDs. And now, you know, making playlists is a lot more predominant. When's the last time you made like either a playlist or a mixed CD? When's the last time you burned a CD, actually?
Oof. Nah, man, dude. That's...
What? I don't even know where I would burn a CD right now. Like, I don't have a computer
but
to do
But I do
it.
Do a playlist every year. I do a 20 every year. Like since the year of 2018 or 19, I've been starting a playlist for that year.
Okay.
And I only add songs that I've heard that year and that I like that year. So it can be songs from 2020. It can be songs, like it has to be new songs that I heard that year that I was feeling.
Do they have to have
drop that year?
Yeah, the songs.
No,
have to,
it doesn't have to drop that year.
Cool. Okay.
But it has to be that I heard it that year.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Well,
so
I like
it's still new to me,
yeah.
You know, because it's something, but it's whatever. So every year, and I do, and I've have shared it with several people. My girl Claudia is one that loves it. I have several people that like because that's another way they keep up with new music too.
Facts.
Yeah.
So
and it marks it too for you, right? Like if you've got like you go back and like, damn, when did I hear that song? Oh yeah, it's on my 2022 playlist.
Yeah, really is. The other day, I was hanging out with our boy Joseph, and he was like, we were talking about this, and he was like, oh, play your 2019 playlist, and we were listening to. And I was like, oh, so I guess I was more on the Indian
that's
of
so
wave
cool.
on 2019, because that's the kind of music that was.
I got a very similar thing, too, where I've got an annual playlist, but mine's a little more, I think, a little more honed in, where it's like only songs that came out that year make it on that playlist.
Oh, okay.
And then I've got like a playlist of like just, you know, this didn't come out this year, but if it's this vibe and that vibe and whatnot.
I'll let the algorithm do it for me now. Just tell me what I listened to in 2022.
And I think that's why I haven't made as many playlists as I used to. Because speaking about burning CDs real quick, I think I still, I know I've burnt a CD this year for a homeboy that like, his Bluetooth adapter stopped working. He was just like too cheap to buy
He's in the Stone Ages.
And he was like, yo, I need some new music. And your boy, you know, I've got around with like burnt CDs. So I know I've burnt a CD this year. But Adrian, to your point, I think with Spotify and Apple Music, the stock playlists that they make, you know, are sometimes so good. You're like,
so good.
It's like, why even bother to put in the work of my own? You know, I'm not a DJ, so I don't think there's that pressure to be constantly making playlists.
Yeah.
So to your point, it's like some of these stock ones that they've got are so good.
I still do. I recently helped. I'm not going to shout him. I'm not going to call him out. But I recently helped out one of my DJ friends who was going to DJ a Latin wedding. And he's like, yeah, I need your help. And so thank God I already had like a playlist of my favorite salsa, merengue, and bachatas that is typically like not just your like songs, it's songs that we know people like in their party. He did so well, they gave him an extra $200 tip.
Wow.
Because he was playing like songs that, you know, that they were like, oh my God. But it was because, you know, he, and it was Spotify again. Like I was like, oh, here's my playlist. I was like, just shuffle on any of these and you'll be set. And
so then, so how much did he break you off
a premium?
What's the interest?
I need to
start doing
that.
Interest?
For real. But I've been asked several times whoever for that Latin is, playlist.
You need to pay our girl. Yo.
You know who you are.
All right, see, Tony's already been too quiet off the rip. He put the mic down. He's way too comfortable.
For real,
he put
the mic down. Legs crossed.
Tony,
the
tell us about your activity on, are you currently making a playlist? How many playlists do you actively work on right now?
Probably like 30.
You have 30 active playlists that you are updating in some
way? All the time, yeah. But it goes from like country playlist to vibe. I mean, I have like one playlist that I've had the longest, which has been my editing playlist. There's thousands of songs in it for the past like 10 years. It's, I can put it on shuffle. It's editing. So it's hours and hours, shuffles throughout.
Is it safe to say that you probably don't hear a song that doesn't make it on a playlist in some way?
Probably not, yeah. It's always on a playlist. Or if I'm like the most useful for, let's say with like vinyl, is I have a vinyl playlist where any record that I want on vinyl, I add one song from that album into that playlist. So when I'm going to a record shop, I just go through my playlist of names of the people that I'm looking for.
Smart.
And then I take it off the playlist as I'm getting the albums. So it's a constant.
That's dope.
Applause to you because that takes a lot of just work on the front end, right?
Because
the minute you start, because I had something like that where I had a master playlist and I filtered it off into like smaller, more like, you know, niche ones. But then eventually that master playlist became like 4,000 songs. And it's like, yeah, fuck it.
You everything know. You like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but you know what's important with these playlists too? It's like, and that's why I like that idea, Tony, because it's like when you go to the record stores, you're just seeing, the album cover. And when, if you have the playlist, you could just scroll like, oh yeah, that's the album cover. You don't have to think about even the name, you know what I mean?
Tony, what would you say, what elements make for a good, and I mean, and if I mention mixtapes and mixes, you know, just roll it all up into one, but what makes for a good playlist? Like, what elements? Is it curation? Is it genre? Is it song choice? Maybe a mix of all? What do you think?
Curation, probably. Because it can go, there's no, I don't think any of my playlists are genre specific, except maybe like my country playlist. Mm-hmm. But that's only because I know maybe 100 country songs to ever exist. So it's easy to go into that. But everything else is not. No, it's like a lot of it is just how I'm feeling. So drinking whiskey, I don't know, and it's cold outside or whatever. Like, it's like very specific to my mood, and that can go across all genres. There's no.
What's on your
genre.
What's on your drinking whiskey playlist?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say, dog. What
definitely country. Definitely country.
Do you listen to your playlist in order, or do you ever, or do you shuffle at all?
Usually shuffle.
Shuffle. Okay. So then, wouldn't that not kind of like the curation of it out of the running?
What do you mean?
Like, does it matter that it's curated in a way? Then, if you're playing it on shuffle,
I think there's different definitions of curation. Because some people might just say, "Yo, I'm just throw all this type of music into a playlist
as long as it fits the theme." Okay.
Yeah.
So, for example, on Spotify, you know how you could create your own playlist and then you get heart songs.
Yeah.
So my heart songs list.
Oh, that's a shuffle one for me.
It's like all my favorite, like all time, and it's a mix of everything. It's not one specific. It's a mix of like, oh, this is my favorite song when I grew up. Like, oh, I need to heart this song because, you know, like, you know, those are like the timeless songs for me. Is that playlist the heart one? But I do have like specific playlists that I'm like, okay, I know this song goes in this category.
Adrian, what's the most important element for a good playlist to you?
It depends, man. Like what kind of like what everyone's touching on. Like, all right, so especially the way that we consume playlists now, it's all about like, this is what the vinyl collecting has like opened up for me. Like I, before, just like what you just said, I wasn't really like a conscientious or like a conscious person when I was collecting my music. I was just listening to this shit. You know what I mean? I like it. I bought it or I have it in my collection or whatever. But like buying the vinyl, like being more tactile, more intentional with the music, it makes me realize like we are really intentional with the music. Like if whether we're conscious of it or not, weirdly, like ironically or whatever. So in a playlist, it's important to have like a good title. Like what you were just saying, like you want to go work out. All right, there's a ton of different workout playlists, but like, yo, I feel like Rap Caviar or, you know, maybe the workout playlist or like the rap workout or country workout. Like they've got different, they break down the workout playlist with a different visual and a different name and a description. So all that stuff really does kind of like set the mood before you even get to the music. You know,
and also
I mean?
What substances you use. So it's like if I work out and I smoke before working out, it's a different playlist from just going with like a pre-workout or like a...
Of your mad
energy thing.
Yeah.
Is that a category on Spotify? I just blazed workout.
Yo,
blaze workout.
Hey, man.
I'm sure somebody has it out there.
Facts. Big time. I want us all to think back to mixed CD era, right? Like blank CDs with the, Sharpie, maybe a little image drawn on it. And Yaya, I'm going to look to you for this one. Have you ever received a really good mixed CD or made a really good mixed CD for someone else?
I unfortunately never received one.
Oh my gosh.
I know. That's shocking. That's sad. Nah, come on. Not even a tape, dog.
That's like, friends. Yo, it's all good. You got friends
not even
now.
One?
Share music.
But I do remember I did make one for Chuchi, Jose Rosa. Good friend of mine.
What's up, Chuchi?
What up, boy? He just installed my cameras for me. So thanks,
Chuchi's a man.
Yeah. I don't even remember, and honestly, I'm not going to even remember what it was, but I think it was a mix of like reggaeton songs back in the day that were, hot on the map. And that was it. That was the only time I ever did it. It was not because of romance. I never received one, so.
Got it.
I'm willing to receive one if anybody wants to make me one.
Yeah,
Christmas.
Come on. We'll send them a mail. We need a next spin mailing address.
P.O. Box.
That's what we need. That's what
Be
we need.
A friend that sends music to people. Like, that should be a thing. Like,
I love when people send me songs.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Yes,
I'm 100%. Like, I love
is it.
You.
All right. I think it's safe to say out of all of us in the Next Spin Collective, Adrian probably shares the most amount of music, right?
Like, shares the most amount of everything.
I'm a sharer.
That's not bad.
That's what we love about Adrian. So, Adrian, I probably won't be surprised by your answer, but have you made any mixes for people? Have you ever received really good mixes? What are some of the most standout ones that come to memory?
Wow. Okay. So, I have made...
I know that's asking to dig deep into the archives, because,
So, for me, like, that's the... Like, again, like, that's why I like doing this, because the way that I'm interacting with music is just... It's helping me to, like, get deeper into it. Like, Tony, I like to get deep into shit. So, I've been sharing music since I was a kid, man. Like, 14, 15 years old, making playlists for people. I remember, like, being in, like, what's the class that you take? Sometimes in high school, they used to have a class that you could just sit and not do anything, study hall. I was in study hall just making, like, playlists in my, like, with my CDs that I had. Like, I took my CD book to school. My parents don't know that, but I did that and I would make playlists like off of that. And I remember wait to get home to freaking burn it and then send it out to the friends. I'm like, it's like one of the ox things, like the proud ox moment. You know what I mean? Like, you put the music in it. I know when
sometimes
I listen to this
proud.
Playlist, it's going to be fire, son. So anyways, I've always been trying to do that.
Mixed CDs to me, man, have a special place in my heart. Cause when we first got our first, family computer, I mean, like, my sister was one that showed me, like, how to use Bearshare. And from there, it was like, the world just kind of opened up. That's when I really got into music. And I was the only one that, like, knew how to really use the computer and whatnot. And, I mean, like, I got four little brothers. So I was, like, their gateway to music. So I would spend, like, hours and days burning CDs. And I used to burn mixes of just, like, rap and, like, mainly just, like, rap and hip-hop. And I had like anthologies. They would be called like Bodder's Street Heat Volume 1 through like 10. Bodder or Rap MVPs. I mean, like, I literally had volumes. And even back home, I've got like these 100 case, you know.
Do you still have them?
Yeah, I still got them. And wow. I look at them, and it's so fun. And I used to keep like a written track list and a little notepad, CD by CD.
Okay. You went in.
And then that eventually turned into like when I learned how to like use Photoshop and stuff. Like I was making, I don't know, there was something very, it was something like very intimate, but also process driven about making like a good mix CD with like making custom artwork.
Yes.
And, you know, written tracks. And I used to like go to the print shop and have them print out like the.
Did you ever do it for a girl?
Oh, yeah. Yo, okay. All right, I've got two that come. I mean, this is all pre-Blythe era for the record.
Of course.
For the record.
Of course.
I had like one called like Thin Mint Mix. It was like for this girl. Another one was called the I Love You EP.
Wow.
Hold up. Okay. I also had, but I also made like mixes to like kind of like cement moments in time where I was getting into like different genres. Like when I got left, when I left boot camp and the people that I was around for like tech school, they were really into like indie rock and alternative. And they put me on to like, you know, like the Killers. And I'm drawing like kind of a blank, but it was like a bunch of like that era of like music, of just like indie stuff. So I made a mix called, actually, I've got it right here. I'll pull it up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's called Ray-Bans. It's called Exploding Ray-Bans and Music for Hooligans. See, look at that cover.
Okay.
Like, yo.
You made that?
Yeah.
Wow.
You made that?
Yeah. It was just like, I used to making mixed CDs, like curating the playlist, the artwork, and blah, blah, blah.
That's about that. That's
so. To this day, like, I still, if I find like a group of songs that make sense to make a mix, you know, I'm still making it. I think one of the times, I don't know if Tony, if you remember this, but one of the biggest compliments, or one of the most standout memories I have of first meeting Tony is right before I went to boot camp. Yo, I made this fucking mix,
with B.O.B.
Yeah, this mix CD called, I think it was called like Going Away or something like that.
Going
Yeah, Going Away.
And that was when I was leaving to Paris.
Yeah, I made this mix CD called Going Away. I made like artwork for it. I even made a backside of the track listing.
Wow.
And
that's
I put it
crazy.
Up on like Media Share, or it was like one of them file storage websites.
Yeah.
And I was acting like the fucking president was leaving. I was like, yo, guys, I'm leaving for boot camp for 6 weeks. Made a mixed CD of music. Y'all guys might want to think about me. Bro, what the fuck? And I remember I posted it. I don't know who downloaded it, but I remember Tony downloaded it and sent me a nice comment. It was like, hey, man, this was a really good mixed CD.
Wow.
Touch me then. I was like, yeah.
My first memory with you is music too, actually. Now I think about it.
Oh, we're about to get the sentimental part.
No. It wasn't a playlist though. It was. I think we were just talking. I was like, oh, this is a cool nigga. Like, I like Botter, yo.
Because
what was it? What was it? It was who was it?
Oh, yo, met at Birdies.
Nah, I don't think so. It was Sky Zoo. We were talking about Sky Zoo.
Yeah. Real quick. So I made a mixed CD leaving boot camp, and then I made one for my homecoming, and I got it pulled out. Oh, this cover is so fucking cringe. I called it the I'm Coming Home mixtape.
Oh, my God.
Bro.
What is it?
wait, let me put it up to the camera.
Wait, what is this? Is this images?
It is a photo collage.
Wait, are you going to heaven?
Looking...
Look.
Bro, it is so cringy. But
oh
the music,
my God,
the mix,
this
the
is...
music on there was fire though.
Yeah,
all right,
you gotta send
I had.
Me this. You gotta send me this.
Here. Look how if I play a song, it'll make it bigger. There you go. There it is.
That is awesome, Botter.
Look at that.
It's awesome.
I made a photo collage for me looking my most light skinned as possible.
Yeah, no, those major light skin vibes.
Insanely light skin.
That is so funny.
Yeah. So I mean, anyways,
Casper. Who?
But no, but that goes back to what we were saying, which is that images play a huge role in the playlist. Like it plays an outsized role, a role that people don't really talk about. Like the image and then the kind of like the little description or whatever of the playlist puts you in the mood. Like you was trying to tell people, listen,
yeah, man,
the king's coming home. Mm. Part the way. Mm. I'm on my way. It's beautiful illustrated, dog.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Let me get back to the conversation at hand, because now this trip down memory lane, I'm probably going to be embarrassed the whole day. I'm red right now. Do y'all have any like hard line in the sand rules when it comes to making a playlist or mix, whether that be like some of the ones I know of, like don't repeat artists or, you know, don't repeat songs and things like that? Do y'all have any types of rules when it comes to making a playlist that y'all stick by?
No. Mm-mm.
I do. For me, the rule is this, like you just said, no repeat artists. I don't normally shuffle my playlist. Like when I create them, I sequence them in a way.
Same.
For because it You know, it's taking me on a journey. But no repeat artist. I have to have something new and something old. And old could be 2 years ago. It doesn't necessarily need to be.
Time is never a factor for my playlist. It's like, you know, you only hear some things that cross genre.
Yeah.
And probably old and new.
Right. Yep. And then the last thing is, unless it's like, cause I like, again, make mad playlists. It's only an hour. Like I limit myself to an hour at tops, and I don't want to make more, unless it's like some sort of exploratory, like I'm trying to learn a genre or whatever, mm-hmm. or I'm going on a road trip. So this is for that road trip. Most of my playlists always stop at an hour.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tony, when's the last time you made a playlist for someone else?
For someone else?
Yeah, geez.
He's like, Louise. Someone besides me?
Yeah, he was so offended by that question.
Am I high school? Well, no, that'll be like the mixtape era.
Yeah. Mm.
But that's, I was making money from burning mixtapes.
Same oh, here, baby.
You better
same
not
here.
Say that.
Why not?
They're still suing people for that.
They're going to come after me for my kazaa.
No, there's a 7 year statute of limitations.
Yeah, what are they called? Neptune or whatever? What was that company?
Star Trek? Is Pharrell coming after me?
Yo, VA.
What's
in
that
the
company we used to burn music from on the
Napster.
Internet?
Kazaa? Napster?
Napster.
Oh. Yeah, fuck that.
LimeWire, whichever.
Yeah.
Tony, do you have any, and I guess this question applies whether it was to in your burning CD days or even now just making playlists. Do you have any hard, fast rules that you oblige by? Or is it kind of like, you know, your own thing?
I'm the opposite of y'all. So I don't make playlists that are... Y'all make them like y'all make mixtapes, where it's mm-hmm. like a playlist that's like an hour long or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I make them for ongoing things. So sometimes I'll go back to playlists from like years ago that I can still add on to because it's so specific. Mm-hmm. Like I have like songs I would sing for karaoke, which I'll never do in my life. But I have a whole playlist of song where I'm like, I'm screaming a song at a party or whatever. I like Duval Folks when it was like that Paramore song when we were leaving. Yeah. I'm like... As I'm walking out, I'm like, I'm adding Paramore to or this specific song to that playlist. So there are no rules when it comes to that. I'm never making a definitive playlist.
I think that's the beauty of playlists, though, is that because it's all digital, editing, updating, and keeping it like a live thing, you know, for lack of better terms, is the best part of it being all digital, is that you can always be repetitively like going back to it.
The CDs that are coming to mind immediately happened like... when the stickers came out, when you could print stickers to make for albums, where I was, that's when I became
Picasso.
Aware of my ADD, where I'm like, it's like slightly off, and then I have to print 6 more stickers until it's like perfectly on it. But back then it was like, it was a lot of like pool mixes. So summer mixes for like specific birthday parties for whatever. So it's always like specific to an event that's happening. Look at this fool.
Oh, Freddie walked in.
Freddie.
Hey, whoa. Came in shaking
now
his dreads.
Now you got to re-say his introduction.
Oh, Freddie came in the spot shaking his dreads. Damn, busting his head. Something about that. Damn it. I know it's an easy line. Mm-hmm. I'll say one thing about, we're going to get Freddie straight up on there? Okay. I will say, I think for me, when I make a playlist, thinking about like the little like minor nuances and things that you hone in on, like it may be ADHD-wise, I tend to let like song titles, because I like to try to tell a story through like, you know, a playlist or you know, I guess a mix CD back in the day. Like, I love the concept of like utilizing a song title. Like finding, if you could find a song that also fit the mood, the theme, and the song title was cool. Like
Triple Entendre, huh?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Come on, man. They didn't catch that. No. Yeah. So for me, I always try to lead with like the song title, try to tell a story through the track listing itself. Yaya, what about you? Do you have any artists that you're like, oh, I'm definitely throwing them on the playlist?
Like, I create playlists off of artists. Like, for example, Erykah Badu, because when I be in my moods, I have my Erykah Badu mood. So I do have my playlist with her. And typically, I go off of Spotify's playlist of Erykah Badu. I really do like the way Spotify studies my algorithm.
Yes.
And that's the only time I'm like, okay, AI.
Yeah.
Okay, AI. Other than that, relax. This is acceptable. With the brain reading. Yeah. but I do like that. But and for example, my 80s music, obviously, like it needs to be like that. But no, I think for the most part, I don't really have like rules too strong. Except for like what I said earlier, from my playlist from that year, it can only be songs that I heard that year. And I have to listen to it in shuffle. A lot of times when I put on playlists is when I'm getting dressed or doing something. It's not like me really paying attention to it.
I've gone and made playlists. Like, I remember during, like, in the peak of the pandemic, like, super bored. Like, and I'm like, man, I don't know. I mean, we're all locked in or whatever. And I didn't really, I wasn't feeling, like, the music that I was feeling before. There was something that I wanted to, like, feel. I wanted to hear something different. You know what I mean? Because I'm in a different, like, space mentally or whatever. So, like, I started to listen to a whole bunch of house music. It was a moment. I was just listening to nothing but house. And so I started, and really, I didn't, I realized that, oh, shit, I don't really have, like a deep knowledge or, like, how, you know, for rap or R&B or whatever. So started to make just, like, these exploratory playlists, keeping the same rules. And just named them, like, Quarantine 1, Quarantine 2, whatever. And just made, like, four or five of them until I was like, okay, I think I got a grasp of, like, this genre now. Or at least I found artists that I like, put them in this playlist. And now I can go back to it and shuffle and maybe explore more, like what Janita is saying. Like, just make a playlist or go into Spotify, which is great with the algorithm. Like, explore more on SJ Lewis or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I can learn more artists.
And that's what I do like about Spotify. For example, if I found this new artist that I like and then I want to learn about other artists that are similar to him. That's why I like when I go to those Spotify playlists, because then I learn about new artists that are similar to him and or to them, whoever other genre that I'm listening to. Mm-hmm. It does a great job off of that.
It does.
Unlike Apple.
Don't be shaming Apple. Apple does a fantastic job at curating playlists. Okay, I'm done.
Thank you so much, Freddie, for jumping in there. The only words you're getting from Freddie today, but he's defending Apple Music, so he's a man of the culture, all right?
Yes.
Real quick, I'm having, like, the biggest brain fart, but what was the, it was, like, right before Spotify, Apple Music. It was a music a streaming platform, but it was a radio style. You couldn't pick the songs you wanted. It was just... You know, Marvin.
Pandora.
Thank you so much. I don't know why I could not recall it.
I did my college paper off of Pandora.
I swear to God, she has done a college paper on every topic. Your college was a fun time.
Because
right?
I went to Full Sail University.
I know. I'm just jealous.
You know that is on her tombstone.
Right. I'm a proud Full Sail University, all right? Shout out to all my Full Sailors.
Hey.
Yo, bury me with my Full Sail cap and gown, all right? That's what I'm talking about.
Regalia.
Hey, and I graduated as valedictorian.
Okay, right, talk on, about it. Snaps.
All right, she gets that. But, Adrian, you brought up a good point about using playlists now for discoverability, and it just made me think that, you know, I think that is the new way of discovering music, right? Pandora came to mind because I was like, damn, it kind of sounds like you would use Pandora back in the day, be like, oh, let me go to, I know I like whatever, Marvin Gaye. Let me use that as the basis to discover new artists. But the problem with Pandora, and I think it's safe to say, probably none of us use, when's the last time y'all went to Pandora, right?
I didn't even know it was the thing.
We do got a Hollywood. Oh. Hollywood over there raised his hand. He still uses Pandora. But Pandora essentially was kind of like a big playlist. Me and algorithm too, like very early on, right?
It was.
Like,
mm-hmm.
It used the thumbs up, thumbs down to kind of like change the playlist right on the spot. But I think the issue was that you didn't have that control, right?
That
like,
was a problem.
With a playlist now, it's like, you know, there's 50 songs in here, and if I don't like the song, I just keep fast forwarding and picking from that. So, a long story short, you know, looking at what Pandora first was and how Spotify now is like, they're really leaning into like playlists, you know, like even now, like the music industry in general has kind of you hear about, you know, payola, right? Like instead of paying to put your music on, have your music played on the radio, well, now you're hearing things about like people using bots or paying playlist curators to put their song on a playlist because that's their way of being discovered by the masses.
Crazy.
So I think it's kind of just interesting now how the prominence of playlists is becoming its own industry, when before it was kind of like, you know, a thing that you did, you know, among your friends and you shared. Anyways, that was my kind of long-winded way of saying very good topic today, Adrian.
Thanks.
Good thinking outside the box.
Yeah, man. Well, I think this could serve probably kind of like a little transition to the records about playlists. So with playlists, like we've been talking about it purely in like the electronic or electric way. But with that's the cool thing about like vinyl collecting, where you're like essentially your collection is kind of like your playlist, and doing things like dividing your music up or whatever, it kind of helps you segment depending on how you organize your stuff. Because I know there's all types of conversations about organization with your vinyl or whatever. But it's like it's your big playlist, and then listening to playlists again is that's the other component, right? If you're listening to it on the analog with vinyl, like there's something to the way that you consume the music. You put the record on, play a song, and then you can move to the next one. But if you've got two vinyl players, then you can, you know, you can easily switch between and keep it continuous. But like the way that we did it today, we kind of talked a little bit. put the vinyl on, let the vinyl rock, take it off. Like, I like that process. It just feels, for me, just, I don't know, more communal. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, with that, I guess we could talk about the records we pick.
Well said. That's a good jumping point. Let's talk about the records that we brought. And maybe we should have mentioned this in the beginning. So it was Choose Your Theme. And I think the caveat, little extra challenge was, you know, to curate your theme or you know, set of records with the mindset of, like, you know, all of them kind of meshing together ones that could be curated together. So with that being said, Tony, I know you went last for the record show, but I'm going to ask you to go first. What records did you bring and what was your theme?
It was Night Going to the Club. So one song for getting ready or driving to the club, one song that I would want to hear in the club, so more dancey, and then one song driving home, I don't want to say drunk, an Uber is driving you home drunk.
So you put sure, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so I have?
Yeah, Rochelle Robinson.
Oh, Santa Gold, Disparate Youth, Rochelle Jordan for that elephant, Dancing Elephants, and Drake and Future, Diamonds Dancing, as far as the driving home intoxicated song.
So I'm going to get a little ahead of myself because this will be one of the questions, but I think your set was probably my favorite one. Because of the fact that you had the story in mind. And once you mentioned the story, I was like, oh, yeah, all these song choices are excellent, you know? So kudos to you.
Well, thank you.
I don't know if you guys read any of them articles I'd posted, but one of them was, you know, that NPR one that was like how to make a really good playlist. And the author was actually a really good DJ that I've listened to for a while now. But I liked his idea and suggestion of, like, thinking of a playlist like a flight. You know, taking off is very kind of rocky and, you know, like full of energy, and then you've got kind of like the coasting period, and then you come right back down, right? Like, I think going forward, that's something I'll probably keep in mind.
But that's how they do. That's why people are very specific on the way they order their songs on albums and CDs. And again,
sequencing,
I know we talked about this in a previous episode on how Adele recently just did that with her last album. You cannot skip songs off of her song, out of her playlist. You literally have to listen to the album in the order, and she did that on purpose. And record labels have been doing that forever. There's a reason why these songs are in their place, and it's because of that. It's supposed to create an emotion.
Journey, yeah.
You don't want your best songs out in the beginning and then your, you know, lame songs at the end. You got to create a whole wave and playlist, and that's what they do with albums. You know, people think, and that's something that I studied, again, shout out to Full Sail, that's something that they made us study, like, how would you play this order of songs? How would you guys, and we literally had to create, one of our projects was putting songs in order and how it would create emotions out of people and stuff. So it's pretty interesting.
That'd be so dope to get paid to do that.
Yeah, I mean, again, the artists are more and more paying attention to that. And Adele recently really made it. They forced it. So
good stuff. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Adrian, I'm gonna go to you, man. What was your set? What was the theme and what was your set?
I wasn't as eloquent as Tony, but I tried to set up a kind of a journey too. It was like a party. Like when you get to a party.
That wasn't eloquent. That was just Tony's Friday night. All right. Come on, man. Right. It was just, that's everyday
it was so
life.
Well ingrained that he's like, yeah, this is my life. This is my playlist. But now for me, it was like, all right, like what you were saying, I was trying to hit that triple entendre with like the link up was like the start of that. I played that one from No Worries. And then in the middle, you know, you get like something that's going to take the party to the next level. And that's when I played the Catriona 99% Vivid Dreams joint. And then to close you out, you can go either way. And with Krongbin, because they've got a lot of different, like, lower tempo, smooth joints to kind of close the night out. Or they got joints that are kind of boppy and can keep you up. And I actually decided to go with the more mellow joint with Krongbin. I think it was Como Te Quiero, I think is the name of the song that I played on that album. And yeah, so those are the three. And that was my theme. I was trying to follow like a journey in a party.
Damn. I felt like mine was just too like esoteric, you know. I was like trying to get too emotional with mine. My set, so I based mine on, I think, just the weekend I've had, right? Like, just wrapped up Florida, Georgia, you know. It's hot, we're recording on Halloween weekend, and usually around this time it's like, all right, once October wraps up, it's November, December, you might as well call that 1 month, because it's like back to back to back events, holidays, gatherings. So I think I base mine on the concept of time and celebrating like this transition into like fall into winter. So I kind of based it all off of the first record I played by S.G. Lewis. I played his song called Time, well, Times, I think. And that is off his studio, his debut album, self-titled, you know, Times as well. So I went into like that, like really kind of bouncy, like kind of like, you know, vibey kind of club vibe. And then I went into with the Outkast, the Art of Storytelling, because that's still also vibey, but like a little more serious. And then I wrapped this up with that nice little Stan Getz Sunday cleaning music right there.
So beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I was trying to think of like that flight analogy where it's like, you know, start off something very high, cruise control, and then we land with something a little smooth.
Yeah, I like your playlist. It was good. I would have brought mine, I would have done songs that should have been singles.
Okay.
And actually, that should be a theme. I'm gonna remember that. That's gonna be a theme. Songs that should have been singles off the albums.
So okay, I love that.
There's some songs on the album that are better that I'm like, why wasn't this a single?
I think that's the power of like making playlists for people. Is 100%. We're like, yo, I've been trying to tell you this album's dope, and all you listening to is the radio singles.
Exactly.
So I'm gonna make you a playlist, and I'm gonna throw in the B side,
the hidden gem.
Yeah. No one went to track 9. That's everyone stopped at track 6.
100%.
If y'all went to, yeah, exactly. Nah. No, but a B-size night would be pretty dope. So those are my three albums, kind of based on time, celebrating it, feeling like, you know, cathartic, but not like too somber about it. Those are the records that we brought. Let's go into our last segment of the show, which is our backspin.
That sucks.
All right, everyone knows the drill now. Give me one song that has been on repeat for you lately. It doesn't have to be tied to the theme. It doesn't even have to be from this week. Hopefully just this month at least. All right. Tony, I'm gonna go to you first. What's your backspin pick?
I feel like the last song I had on repeat was Meet Me in Brooklyn by Yaya Bae. Oh, it's Yaya Bae.
Okay. Yaya Bae?
Yay.
Yaya and Bae.
Yeah,
like
we get
Beyonce.
It. You like Yaya.
I love you too, Tony. What I wanna know,
All right, thank you so much for that, Tony. Let me take it to Adrian, man. What's the backspin pick?
Backspin.
I'm gonna go to Freddie. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we'll get Freddie safe here. Yeah. Now, backspin pick was SmiNo. He just dropped the album, which is fire.
Super fire.
Definitely check it out. And the joint on there was Doshi. She just really stuck out. I think how you can say your name, Dochi. Yeah. Pro Freak on that album, on the SmiNo news. I don't know the title of the album, but the new SmiNo album, Pro Freak, shit is fire. Go listen to it. She know I'm not giving up business. I see her making the second decision.
Green Moscow. My old wanna come back, say no, but I'm glad that she reached out. Thanks for calling. I feel like, did Tony tell us anything about the song? Why do you like the song? You never even mentioned like nothing like fancy about it. What's cool about the song? All right, just a vibey song, ladies. That's it. Just a vibey song.
That's all right? You need sometimes.
That's what you get from
Straight
Tony.
To
it's a vibey
point.
Song.
Straight to the point.
All right, yeah. What about you? What's the backspin pick for you?
Believe it or not, it's Michelle Branch came out with a new song, and it's not your typical tiki 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 ding ding tiki 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 tiki. It is not your typical song.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's more of a adult like lovers. I don't know. It's kind of like a rocker song, and it's called Not My Lover.
Oh.
Not My Lover.
Is she been, like, this is her coming back, right?
This is her coming back. And this is her coming back, like, with renew. Honestly, I was on YouTube because I love watching music videos. So every week I go to see the new music videos. I'm so disappointed in the music videos, by the way, people. Do better. Anyways.
It's coming back.
Is it?
I don't know. So.
Anyways, Doja Cat's doing good. The Weeknd is doing good. I appreciate their Weeknd.
I saw Fab drop some dope visual for one of his freestyles recently, too. So, yeah, they're trying.
I'm like, fabulous?
Yeah.
why your face was like
that?
I don't know.
I didn't mean to. My bad, Fab.
Yeah, Fab is the listener out there. Yo, Fab, my bad. But, you know, we got to talk about you teaching me how to spell fabulous wrong all these years.
Failed many.
But I'm just laughing because we went from Michelle Branch to fabulous. You know, that's the next spin effect, right?
Eclectic,
there.
Bro.
All right. So once again, the name of this song is Michelle Branch.
It's Michelle Branch, and it's called Not My Lover. And even the music video was not your typical Michelle Branch. I was like, okay, so.
All right, bet. Well, let's
I
go ahead and
put her out there on the map again.
Let's go ahead and hear a little sample of that. Yeah, it's the piano girl. That's what I'm saying. Like, Michelle Branch hasn't, like, I feel like, did she just disappear?
She did. She disappeared. She said, I think it's because she probably hates that song, especially after the White Chicks movie.
Yeah.
I think she probably hates it. So, and you know, obviously, she was very young. I think she was.
So she did the smart thing. She was like, I'm a bounce away from the limelight. I'm going to collect these checks.
She definitely. Because
you know,
has.
The royalty checks has got to be
Girl,
nice.
Girl, you on. Know it. But she's definitely as new as like her haircut. She's very edgy. So I'm, and I've been meaning to listen to
that. That's a good pick, Vic. Thank you so much. Yeah, that was a good little curveball right
Gracias.
There. Freddie, I wasn't going to give myself more work by having to mix in another song, but you here, and we missed you all episode and all day, really. All right. Do you know how quick these sessions go with just three people?
Yeah.
Instead of four?
Yeah.
We was crazy. Like, damn, it's time to record already. I was just getting lit. Freddie, at least give us your backspin. What's been the song on repeat for you lately?
Once again, I apologize for being late.
No apologies, brother.
Nigga had to make some money.
What? Wait, what happened? What you said?
I said no apologies, bro. Oh. You don't need that.
Listen here, fabulous. Yeah. I'm mad. After that text I sent you, I've been mean to Adrian lately. I'm being nice to Adrian the rest of the podcast.
What text? I got to see the text.
That might be the best reason I've ever heard for being late. You're right. You got to get your money.
Money, honey.
All right. Well, at least give us a song.
My pick is Unknown Mortal Orchestra. They got a little EP out.
Damn, you
called
guys
I Killed
them.
The Captain Cook. Yeah, they're
really good.
You can't understand a word they're saying. Well, except for the chorus. But yeah, no, they're mood.
But
what are they called again?
Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
You know everything's gonna be a mood with a name like that.
For real.
You've heard some of this stuff.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sure.
But the EP is called I Kill Captain Cook. The single that I'm rocking with right now off that EP is We Can Run. It's like a little guitar riffed joint. Real chill.
Okay. Natalie _Z _says, I love them.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Natalie knows.
All right.
Yeah. Shout out to all the people that are live on us. For everyone that's hearing us, please.
Like, thanks.
Next time, we'll let you guys know with time so you guys can tune in and participate.
We're going. Our New Year's goal for next year is preparation.
Amen. We will.
All right. So let's go ahead and hear this joint from Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Take me back to things as normal. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
So my backspin song of the month goes to, I already told y'all this in the chat, but it's going to No Worries' new joint, all right? It's called Where I Go, featuring her. It dropped on the 19th. And it is the first single off, hopefully, what it's supposed to be their new album, all right? If you're not familiar with No Worries, I feel like me and Adrian have single-handedly championed this group, this duo, for ever since the beginning.
Yeah.
But No Worries is Anderson .Paak and producer Knowledge. Thank you so much. I almost forgot there. And this will be, you know, I'm excited. You know, I think the single sounds good. I haven't watched the music video yet.
There's a music video?
Yeah, there's a music video for it. Her is on the song. You know, and she's doing something different. She's not really singing. She's more so kind of like smooth rapping, you know?
Mm.
You guys are looking at me like, have y'all heard the song?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
You shared it.
We just watched the video, yeah.
I'm sorry, I wasn't.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's a dope song. I like
it. There
it
is. Thank you. Thank you.
Maybe
thank you.
I did. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see Anderson.
That's
away
what I'm saying.
From,
thank you. Thank you.
Bruno.
Here's the thing I do respect about Anderson .Paak is that he can just do.
He jumps on everyone's track.
He jumps on. Well, it isn't. It's not that he just jumps on everyone's track. It's just that he's able to do so
he's
much.
Versatile.
He can jump into like. Yeah. Better word. Thank you so much. He can do like this Bruno Mars thing. You know, he can do his own solo thing. Oh, I just want to go ahead and stay behind the scene and get on the drums. I'm going to do the Free Nationals thing. And then, oh, I want to do like some obscure underground, you know, Stones Throw hip hop shit. Mm-hmm. Let me do this No Worries thing. You know, like I love the versatility. Huh? And he's got that. And
great
her Tony,
teeth.
Great teeth. He does have some. He's got a pair of chompers.
Yeah. He's got some big chicklets.
Yeah. When you hear the word chompers, yeah, Anderson .Paak comes to mind. But I say all that to say, I'm super excited for Innocent Pac 3 back in this like no worries bag. And if this second album is as anywhere remotely near as good as the first one that came out in 2016, which I still hold in very high regard, and maybe same. I have unrealistic expectations, but I'm excited, all right? Like, you can't go wrong with more Innocent Pac. So my song is Where I Go, and here's a little sample of that.
Tell you some before I go. I left a little something special in the envelope. I had to mail you something, tell me when it's at the door. And when you open it, I hope you get hysterical.
And that was that. All right, that is our backspin, which means that is the end of the show. This was a very quick, what was that word that you taught me today?
Succinct.
Succinct. This was a very succinct recording today. Next month's theme goes to our man, Freddie. That's why Freddie was late. Right? He was playing next month's theme. He showed up just in time to introduce that. We're actually going to get a date, too. We need to talk about what date that's going to happen on so we can share that out.
I came. I'm like, we need to discuss.
Thank you so much,
next
Freddie.
Month, you know.
Business.
Freddie, what, have you business. Landed? Have you landed on what next month's vinyl theme is going to be?
Well, you know, I bounced some ideas off our photographer.
Tony's snail allergic? Is that who you bounced it off of? That was a nickname I gave him. Oh, don't worry about it. It went over just like that. Terribly. Don't worry about it. So wait, do you want to share it now or later?
We can share it now. I mean, what was it? Play That Funky Music, White Boy.
Ooh.
So that
was
basically...
That was way better than how Tony described
yeah.
it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yo, here, tarnishing my name. Oh, girl. It doesn't have to be a dude.
All right. Amen.
Play That Funky Music, White
Boy or Girl.
White.
Anglo Society.
White Anglo.
Person. Anglo.
Play That Funky Music, Anglo.
There you go.
I like that. I like it. So, next month we're spotlighting.
The white people getting some love on the show.
Yeah. All right,
there they we don't go. Get much love.
Oh, God.
Right before. White.
I did. I just highlighted
that
their,
is true.
They're American Sweet Girl.
And I'm pretty sure Unknown Immortal Orchestra is probably.
I think he's Asian.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go. Look, everyone's getting some love. All right, so that'll be our next month's theme. Play That Funky Music, White Boy and or Girl.
And it's our two-year anniversary.
No, December will be a two-year anniversary.
One more month.
That's next month?
Next month's November.
Oh, we're October.
The last, like, basic last day, yeah.
Yo, next, Spinheads, I'm telling you, next year we're going to have all of our shit together, all right? Until then, that is our episode for today, and we'd love to, you know, before I do my little outro and all that, we would love to hear from all of our listeners. That includes you, all right? So we invite you to join in on the conversation that we just had today. You can write into our official, you know, I'm not even going to give the Gmail, because that thing, we might as well just close shop on that Gmail. Hit us up on Instagram.
All
right? DM slide us. In the DMs, y'all.
Slide
I guess,
in the DMs.
I mean, we got the Gmail, might as well. nextspin@gmail.com. Okay.
Next with two X.
Freddie looked at me like, yeah, it could be.
That might be X-T.
DMs might be a better.
All right, yeah.
Better.
Slide into our DMs on Instagram.
And Twitter.
You know, and
I'm on there.
Twitter. We're
yes, there. For our very active social media accounts.
I mean, it's next level, guys. You got to check it out.
You might have to mute us at some point.
It's really good, though. When we do put content, it's not like
content.
Shitty content.
True. That's why it just takes us so long.
Quality, you know,
quality
over
quality. Yes, exactly.
Quality, all right? You know, the reels I make.
The ASMR. I need to put that
great.
One. That was amazing.
That
look,
was great.
To all 10 of you that are tuning in right now, all right? Join in on the conversation, all right? We want to hear from you.
Hi, fam.
What's your go-to song when making a playlist, or what are your hard and fast rules when it comes to making yourself or someone else a playlist? Is there a set of rules people should oblige by? Do you have a favorite playlist? We want to hear your thoughts, right? Either write us in the at the Gmail or slide into our DMs on Instagram and Twitter. And we'll read that next episode. Like I said, next month, we're going to be hosted by Freddie. The theme will be Play That Funky Music, White Boy. I wanted to give one more round of applause and snaps to our very gracious host this month, Adrian Ross and Sabina.
Coming through with the empanadas.
Yeah, and we got, you know,
shout out
another monthly vinyl meetup down. Today's theme, you know, choose your own theme. Went very well, if I do say so myself. Other than that, that's it for our show today. On behalf of the Next Spin crew, Spinheads, I'd like to thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode or you like the podcast in general, even if you like it just a little bit, you're like, you know what? The first 5 minutes is always fire.
I hope you can find it in your hearts to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It won't cost you anything, but maybe 10 seconds and a little bit of, you know, a couple of nice words. And that would mean a lot to us, right? We're trying to grow the show. We're trying to get our shit together and, you know, become the biggest music pod out there. That's our goal. We can all have goals and dreams, all right? So help us out. Leave us a rating and review. Tell your friends about the show if you know a fellow music lover, someone that loves collecting records and vinyl. You know, pass the show on to them. Besides that, please come back next month for the next spin. Follow us on Instagram at Next Spin for pics and videos related to the podcast. And most importantly, take care of yourselves. Don't forget to play your records, and we'll catch you soon. Peace.
Peace. Bye.